The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Welcome everyone to the Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Ren, from LA. Sorry about that. You heard me yelling across this, across the room. Sorry about that. But listen, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Ren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday, April the 27th, 2016. It is a wise Wednesday, and looking forward to having a live show for you today, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And on Wise Wednesdays, as you know, it's Brother and Sister Davis of Davis Team that will be joining us a little bit later in the show. And I just want to say, as always, thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. So, hey, let's get into some of the business at hand so we can jump straight into our show today. As you already know, that Black Talk Radio Network is having a crowdfunding campaign, and it's the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding program that is going on as we speak right now, where you can actually contribute, donate, and assist the program in maintaining its overall everyday operations and growing the network and helping the programming get to where it needs and to bring more programming and just to expand and grow all of those things that have become so valuable to you. And it's now a great time and opportunity for you to actually contribute and to ensure that the energy of Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will continue to move in the direction that you want them to move in. That is being on air, being able to bring you some of the things that are in your best interest, or some of the things that you need to be thinking about what is in your best interest. So there's a very easy way in which you can support the network now, and I would highly suggest that we all do that so that we can continue to benefit and Black Talk Radio Network and the programs can reach their ultimate projected height. So now you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and the crowdfunding campaign is right there at crowdfunding digital black media. It's there, and for $24.99 or less, this is option one, you can give and send $24.99 or less to Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65. Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And you can do that by way of PayPal, check, or money order. You can send it in the money order and the check. You can, like I said, the address is Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65 at Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And you will receive, as a appreciation for your contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic report for the radio network, and also the social media operations via email. So that's what you would get for $24.99 or less. Every donation is appreciated, and thank you for it, and is all going to the overall development and the energy of this network so it can stay on air, and greatly appreciate it. Now, option two, and you can also donate by using your credit card, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Card, or PayPal. You can also use this for option two. And you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports that you would get in the option one, you will also receive a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. And to receive more than one t-shirt, each t-shirt will be sent out in the increments of $25 intervals. So if you want two t-shirts, you would donate $25 or contribute $25. If you want three t-shirts, you would contribute $75. If you want four t-shirts, it would be $100 that you can contribute in order to receive the four t-shirts. And for each t-shirt that you are going to receive, ensure that you have a mailing address and a size that will correspond with the individual t-shirts that you will be getting. Okay, so that is very, very important. They're already being shipped out as we speak now, and pretty soon, once Scotty is able, he will post where there will be actually women t-shirts that will be there also, and that's coming in the very near future. So that is option two. Option three would be to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly emails and get your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will also be eligible for gifts that will be given to you as an appreciation for your overall monthly contribution and to Black Talk Media Project. And just ensure that you put in your shipping address for the t-shirts that you will be getting if you're going to engage in option two and option three. So that is a great way that you can actually support the network and to support the overall message. And if you have, you know, tell your friends, tell your family members about it, and also invite other people to the network so the network can continue to grow. So that's what we got there. Yesterday we didn't have a show, but we posted some things inside of Tando Radio Show. Let me move there and let's talk about some of the things that were posted there that you need to know about. And it was quite a few, you know, as I always say, there's a lot going on. But let's take a look at, I don't want to go through everything because we missed the day and I don't want to take up too much time from Wise Wednesdays, but we're going to hit some of the things that are there that are very, very important that I think that you should all know about. So everyone, go to our Facebook page, and while you're there, check out some of the articles that we posted there. And while you're there, give us a like, so if we're so deserving of it. Share or comment on the different articles that we have there. And if you have a question that you would like to have answered, you can reach us there. But also, there is another great opportunity to support a Black business, and that is Uncle Fats is back in business as we speak right now, ready to ship, and they're already shipping out to customers. And this is some great seasoning. We here in our house, we absolutely enjoy it and use it all the time, and we do purchase it ourselves. It's just a great product, and you can get this seasoning, this all-natural seasoning that is good for the body. You can get it from, you can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. So if you're interested in that, send them a message, and they will respond to you on purchasing some of the seasoning. And I'm telling you, this seasoning is great. Once you get one bottle of it, you will be buying multiple bottles. You will be giving it as gifts, and you will be using it daily in the overall, because it enhances just the overall seasoning and the overall taste. And it is all natural products than what some of the things that your body definitely needs. Some of the minerals and herbs and spices that are beneficial to the body are there. So it's a way to enhance and to support your overall structural nourishment requirements. So go to getunclefats@gmail.com if you're interested in that. Very, very good stuff. Very, and the price on this stuff, it's very, very reasonable for what it is actually going to be doing. Now, also, we have our preparedness classes. If you're interested in getting prepared, you can send me an email, or if you're interested in our precious metals class, both of them are $25 a month. And if you are interested in getting in the precious metals class, where you will learn the precious metals, you will learn the intrinsic value of the precious metals, the history of the precious metals, you will learn the overall leverage and how to leverage the precious metals. You will also learn how to gain interest off of the precious metals. To me, there's no precious metals class like it because of the information that's there and some of the, you know, it's everyone that has taken the class has been overwhelmingly surprised. There was only one person out of everyone that has taken the class from me given and everything else. There was one person that only did the first class and then decided not to continue. That was their choice. I totally understand, but I actually thought that they should have stayed around to hear more, and they would have probably never left. But it's been quite a few people that have benefited from the precious metals class, and it's something that you need to, in my opinion, definitely engage in. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me at 951-790-8330, and the participant code is What am I talking about? Just talking fast. And my email address is wolf6pack1@gmail. That's wolf6pack1@gmail. You can actually email me there, or like I said, you can text me at 951-790-8330, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So, and that is also for the preparedness class, where we will teach you actually some intrinsic skills on preparing. And I know the individuals that have been taking that class have absolutely learned a lot of things, and they appreciate what it is, and they were surprised at some of the things that they've learned. And, you know, because I talk to those individuals quite often. So it's something that I believe that you all need to do and get in front of before it is too late, while you still can prepare and prepare in a much more efficient way. That's what we want to do there. So with that being said, let's go to Tando Radio Show real quick and knock out some of what's in the news. And so hold on one second. We're my overall laptop is populating a little slow. So I'm not going to go through everything that is there, but there are definitely some things that we need to talk about. So let's start with moving along, right along here, almost there. I'm going to start with, okay, now there was let me go a little further, because there was something else in here. All right, here we go. All right, let's start with, as you know, today is Wives Wednesday. And we're going to have a show today, and Brother Davis is in queue standing by. We're going to go to him momentarily. And today's show, Brother Davis has titled it, Discovering the Truths in Our Time and How to Live Them. So that is going to be today's Wise Wednesday class that is going to be coming up right after the news. Next article comes from internews.com. Alarming phenomenon, dead animals litter California beaches. And there's right now there is a huge dead whale that is down in San Clemente, and down in that San Clemente area is also a nuclear reactor. San Onofre is right there, and there's a dead whale. In all my time that I was in Southern California, I had never seen a dead whale on the beaches in that area, or they from time to time it may have happened, but I haven't seen it with all of the other activities. And I'm telling you, all of this is happening because of the radioactive isotopes that are attacking all living beings on this planet. So coming from Fukushima and the other nuclear depopulation centers that they have strategically placed throughout the world. So check out that article. It says there's a graveyard of washed up sea. So check out that article telling you everything. And my commentary was weak immune system, shaking my head. This is how the radiation is affecting everyone from all of these nuclear waste sites. Here is one of the great examples of why voting or working within the system doesn't work in benefit of people. It only serves to our demise. So next article, I posted a YouTube video where it was in, I forgot what country that was, but, you know, selling dog for meat. So check out that article. Next article, very telling one. This came from Sputnik. Sputnik had a couple of articles that we posted today. We run through this real quick. U.S. Navy orders 800 million prototype system for electronic magnetic war. Pentagon. Check out that article. Next one comes from Sputnik as well. Do it yourself aisle. Beijing to start creating island on disputed reef in South Sea of China. Check out that article. This article is a very, very important one. And we're going to talk about this later this week. And I actually headlined this as part of the 96-hour margin call that we would definitely pick up tomorrow. Had a couple other things come up, so wasn't able to do it, but we're going to do it. And I said, this is a huge story. We role-played this very happening into the 96-hour margin call show, which we will pick up this week. This is one of the biggest threats and why you can't wait nor delay preparing. And it says, this came from Sputnik, U.S. roads vehicles vulnerable to cyber attack from any place around the world. Very, very important article. Was only a few people looked at it, 10 people. But believe me, it's more than 10 people that this is going to adversely affect in this coming days. And I was talking to one person that had taken the preparedness class, and they actually had experienced some of this, and it came full circle, and it became very real to them. But what was happening, we'll talk about that much later. Next article. This comes from FortRussia.com. U.S. plan to internationalize Macedonia's crisis. This is very, very, very important because when I said this is how World War I and World War II started, but this time is going to bring GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. We're not going to have a third world war. There will be no third World War 3. It is going to be GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. And that is what is on the horizon. Next article came from ActivePost.com. Thousands of German protest TTIP and Obama. Next article, check that one out. Next article, Saudi Arabia releases ambitious plan to diversify economy. Came from OilPrice.com. Next article, ActivePost once again. Obama announces more special troops. Special forces troops to Syria and escalating exiting policy. GNW1 is on the way. Next article comes from Charlie Hugh Smith, Blogspot. And this one says, lessons from Japan, decade of decay, unavoidable collapse. Next article. And we have... And I said my commentary, the EU will lead the global economic wave of crisis that will attack you. It's all happening now in real time. And this article came from Sputnik again. And this is called Firex. Alternative for Germans sees no room for France in ideal Eurozone. So basically, France is also going to – you're going to have the Brexit, you're going to have the Germics, and you're going to have the Freex. And that is going to be where France leaves the EU. Germany leaves the EU. And Great Britain leaves the EU. And where are these countries going to go? I'm going to tell you where I believe Germany and France is going to go. They're going to go to the BRIC nations. So check this out. And that is going to be something that the U.S. doesn't want to see. And believe me, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some strategical events that happen in those countries. So that's one of the things you need to know. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Venezuela orders 2-day work week in a bid to save power grid. Venezuela is really the U.S. will mirror what's going on in Venezuela, but on a much, much larger scale, in my opinion. Next article comes from Expression.se, and this is a Swiss agency. In my commentary, so you want to help China set the gold price, do you? Knew this was coming. Right click this to translate it to English. This is basically where the government of Switzerland believes that ISIS, CIA, is going to engage in attacks against the country there. And I can tell you why. Why not? They're the perfect target now, because since they're in bed with China and actually have moved the world off the U.S. dollar and killing the overall dollar hegemony by way of it being the reserve currency of the world, which was actually already started to be compromised. But at this speed and at this rate, they didn't want it to be done that way. And the overall petrodollar status. Switzerland is involved with China in setting the price for gold now. And this is not in contracts, but in physical. We're going to talk about this because you need to know the difference later on. Not today, but at some other time. Next is China is getting ready to perfect its hypersonic missile. Business news. Brother Bragg also posted the video with the daily selling of dogs for meat. Thanks, Brother Bragg. Next article comes from MerkleInvestments.com. Merck Insights, gold more productive than cash. Yes, it is in so many ways. And you need to actually start to actually obtain that. And you can definitely do that with us at ProsperityMint.com. That's ProsperityMint.com, where we sell all five of the investment grade precious metals. And we're going to be selling copper in the future and diamonds relatively soon. So you can go there. Next article comes from Florida Today. Bill Graham, a former senator, says that U.S. has withheld truth from 9/11. And I said this is the purge. Next article was from yesterday. 4.5 million pounds of chicken recalled. Pilgrim's Pride is recalling over 4.5 pounds of its fully cooked chicken products that may be contaminated with extraneous materials. And this is something that goes to a lot of the schools where our children go to school. So that is some of the things that are in the news. We are getting ready to go to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And I just would say at 5:30, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to have three commercials, and then Brother Davis will be right back on. So if you have any questions or any comments, don't hesitate. Give Brother Davis a call today and engage in this, because this is going to be so important, because this is about the overall balance that is needed for us to be properly prepared, not only for what's going on, but just in the overall everyday part of eternity. You know, it's so funny when we talk about life, we really need to understand that we are eternal spirits and we will always continue to live. And so your eternity has already begun to never end. So now is the time to really to focus on how can you maximize the whole experience that you will be eternally engaged in. So a balance of things, I think, is very, very, very important. And this is why Wise Wednesdays is so important for all of us. So with that being said, we're going to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, are you there?
I'm here, brother. How are you?
Good, Brother Davis. Good to hear you as always. Thank you for coming on and doing Wise Wednesday. And I just want to thank you and Sister Davis for doing what you're doing and actually helping bring balance to our people and preparing them for the things that they really should be looking at and strengthening their overall creation, the masterpiece that the great creator God Almighty had assembled, that being themselves. So Brother Davis, without further ado, we got like 6 minutes before the next commercial. So if you just want to give a rundown, then we'll jump into the break. We'll have three commercials in that break, and then we'll come right back to you.
It sounds very good, brother, and I am totally fired up tonight, y'all. I tell you, you have no idea what's about to be exposed to you. You know why? Because I'm going to come at the truth from the truth. And the reason why I say that is because we're going to start with something as simple and simplistic as love. Isn't that interesting? You know how people equate love to a relationship and affection and endearment? Well, that's not what it's about. That was a lie. It was a deception. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you why. Because love is an act of giving of oneself without expecting something in return. So if you look at the true meaning of love, that blows all that other crap out the water. You hear people talking about, oh, well, you know, I just miss them when I'm not around them. And it's the way she talks and, you know, the things that she said, that's not love. Those are characteristics of a person that you admire. When you do something out of love, you do something for someone that you don't know. And you do it without any expectation of something in return. And that's what makes love so unique, because you have the potential to love anybody. And that's what makes us as human beings so unique, because we are peaceful people. It is easy for us to love. The sad part about it is that it's been distorted so much. That people talk about, oh, last night I made love. Well, what does it mean you made love? I mean, did you give something without something in return? Because if you did, then explain your explanation of it. Because it's been distorted. Why tell you the truth when it gives you power? Yeah, it's going to be a fired up show tonight. I'm going to take you into your inner truth. And in doing so, I'm also going to empower you to do as well, to go inside to your inner truth anytime you want to. To even, for those of you who started meditating, show a control over your inner truth. You see, nothing outside of you is truly truth. Think about it. A car does not go unless you put the key in, unless you turn the key, unless the engine comes on. See, these are our attributes of that which is. That which is, you want to go somewhere, these are the attributes you must go through in order to do that. And it doesn't require anything of you, but it lures you into a state of complicity. Whereas if you chose to ride a bike, you wouldn't have to go through those things, and it would require something of you. You see, truth is very simplistic, but we have been under such deception. We have been inundated with programs of such multiplicital angles that we really have become so bombarded that we don't even examine what is true and what is not true. We just follow the program. So, after the break, I'm going to bring you some serious truths that you will know some of already. And you have control over some of these truths already. And those of you who have been meditating are really going to be ready to step to the next level, because there's something about meditation I didn't expose to you for purposes of responsibility. You see, you have to be responsible to yourself. And if I would have told you these things earlier, it would have took some of the, should I say, purpose out of why you should be doing what you know is right and why you're doing what you know won't help. Now, that was kind of quick, and I know it seems to be bombarding you. some bottling. I haven't used that in a while. But after the break, when we come back, we're going to start with self and we're going to work our way out. And believe me, it's going to be a serious ride because myself and yourself are different. So the way I grow may be different from the way you grow. And the best part about it is that when you really start to grow, it is a ride that you will never want to get off. So let's go to break. Do feel free to call in. And I suggest, please, listen to the show with a pencil and a piece of paper so you can follow up on your due diligence on the points of issue that you want to focus on. So brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis talking about when you get back, prepare. Thank you, Brother Dave.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is called Healing Sound. It resonates in the body for a purpose. When you do meditation in the morning, or when you do meditation in the evening, you want it to follow a specific pattern. And this is why I'm introducing you to the resonating sound of meditation music. Meditation music helps you achieve a number of different things. One of the things it helps you achieve is to regulate your natural body rhythm. Now, I'm quite sure many of you have heard people start their meditation by going, Now, there's a great reason for that. And the reason for that is because what they're doing is they're setting the identification of their natural body rhythm. For those of you who don't know, or those of you who may know, your natural body rhythm is at 1/4. Now, what does that mean? That means that every time you breathe in and exhale, your body heartbeat has beat 4 times. So in 1 minute, when you breathe in and you exhale, you do that a course in that minute, that course of time, you do that 18 times. So that means that your heart had to beat 72 times. Interesting, isn't it? Oh, it gets better. And the reason why I bring that to your attention is because literally that controls and it helps your natural electromagnetic rhythm, which some call energy. Energy is a dynamic force, the flux, when it circulates throughout your body. Each term is a vital and developing accurate understanding of the energy theory that applies to the body. That means for all practical purposes, it can be stated to be the life, or it indicates to be the life force to the body. Yes, interesting. So you mean to tell me that that energy that's in your body literally is a force? Now, just how do I control this force? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because what is so unique about the force in your body is that it requires of your body and it gives to your body. And what's so unique about it is that when the energy level is high, your body is living on its highest level. So we can tap into many of the natural universal forces that are in the universe that are available to us that Westernism does not want you to know anything about. Because when you learn about them and you tap into them, you will find an ancestral connection that your family may have a specialty. Interesting, huh? Now, what could specialty be when you say your family may have a specialty? Well, some people's family in the, should I say, early 6th century, meaning the first 6,000 years, their family specialized in unique things. Some were just energy generators. Now, what does that mean? That means that everything that they put in their mouth gave energy to the whole source. See, we are actually a human battery. When we stand into the sun, we absorb the sun as melanated people, where some people in humanity do not. But they serve a purpose, but they do not have that unique, should I say, feature. And what is so unique about that feature is that when your body absorbs that energy, literally, you have internal control. But you must understand the importance before you can wield the power. And that's why meditation is so unique. Because you can literally teach your body how to wield the power by attaining a certain level of responsibility. Because you can't give great power to a child. Think about it. That's why meditation requires an obedience. And you know what's interesting about this whole thing? Each individual is unique. So you are unique to you, and I am unique to me. And when this energy is down or depleted, where it cannot regenerate, then you are starting the next transformation into the next realm of life. So people look at the way Westernism had decided how we're going to view death. And they told you, and that's fine. You know why? Because they wanted you to believe it to be as they told you it is. But in reality, they don't really know. And the reason why they don't know was because the knowledge they were operating from they did not have the ability to translate. So all they had to do is give you a line, and you'll follow that line. And many do. But then there are those who really want to examine that line. And that is why we are here. Because we are starting to examine that line which we call truth. In the real world, there is no truth that you can identify with completely because it requires another attribute. But in self, these are truths that you can identify with immediately. You know that if you have a diet that is healthy and balanced, that your body is going to go through an automated process. What is an automated process? Well, you breathe on your own. Your body tells you when it's time for it to release, whether it's solid waste or liquid waste. Do you think that these things happen just because you're you? No. There's always a reason for the process. And the reason why we're here is so that we will learn how we can give greater value to the process by taking control. Now, what is taking control? Well, in order to take control of the body, we must go inside. We can't do that from the outside. I mean, yeah, we can wash and we can eat, but even those things are reflected on the inside. You see, that's what makes truth about self so tangible. And that's why I said we'll focus on the truth. Because each and every ear that listens to me will require to be cleaned at one time or another. Because there is a natural buildup called wax. And there's a reason for that. Everything in your body that happens, there's a reason for it. You ever go get your blood pressure taken and sometimes it's high? And then your doctor looks at you and he tells you, we got to do something about that. Well, Westernism tells you, they call Big Pharma in. Hey, they got something for you. Totally unnatural, but we got something for you. And they don't give you something to attack the problem. They give you a remedy so that you keep coming back. But what if you had the key to eliminate the problem? You see, this is what meditation does. That allows you to operate in different keys. So that if you do your job right, your system will function properly. You see, there's certain things that we put in our system nowadays, we don't even think about it. We just, oh wow, that looks good, I'm going to try that. And before you know it, you stick something in your mouth that tastes good, but that's all. And once it's in there, later on in the day, how many of you say, oh wow, I don't feel real good. I guess I just need to take me an acid, which is uncommon. Did I say unnatural? No, because there are natural acids. But it is uncommon. Because that is a remedy. And what we really need is we really need to eliminate the problem. So, if we're going to operate on a specific aspect of a illness, say, and we'll take something simple as gas, and we want a remedy for the gas, we really should be looking for a solution for the problem itself. So that would mean we don't just look at the gas, but we observe the whole system. So the study of healthcare dealing with the whole system of the body is called holistic. And it has that name for a specific reason. You ever see somebody get a headache, or you talk about they're hungry or they want a snack? Well, that may be their body telling them something. And then their body speaking to them, they're thinking, oh, if I only had a snack, or if I only had a bag of chips, or that would alleviate the problem. But, you know, the system may not be calling for that. The system may be calling for you to get some water. Yeah, just a simple glass of water. Or it may want you to walk. Why would it want you to walk? Because when you walk, you will exert energy. When you exert energy, all of your organs play a role in the process. So something in that process may be relieving the pressure so that one cog in the system can relax. Because in a system of many cogs, when one cog is out of line, it affects every other cog in the system in a different way. So if you have balance, everything works and functions properly. And the great lubricant in the body is water. Water regulates so much of the body that we have to understand the truths of how our body works so that we can be proficient in staying healthy. Because when we're healthy, and you know it yourself, you've had them days when you get up and you're just feeling good. I'm talking about you ready to rock and roll. I am. I'm going to tell you, some days I get up and after I do my meditation, I sit back and I think about what I'm going to do today, and I'm just pumped because all of the things are in balance. You see, when we look at our lives, the more control that we have to adjust to, the more control we have to take. Now, what does that mean? We have to control our body and give it the things so it's going to meet the demands of the schedule for that day. We may not agree with everything in that schedule that day, but we can agree with everything that our body needs. And the best part about that is that we have authority over it. That's right. So if I'm thinking about my day and I'm going to say it's going to be full and I got two or three appointments and I'm going to be downtown, I'm going to be dealing with the, I'm not taking my car because there's no place to park. And if you take it down there and you park in the wrong place, you get a ticket. And that's more cost and stress, so eliminate that. I'll take the public transportation system down, so could that be a stress? Absolutely. So when people get on these things now, the first thing they do is they pull out their little assistant. And you know the sad part about that is when the little assistant breaks down, they are frustrated. Instant stress. For no reason at all. Because many times, I stuck that little assistant in my pocket, and somebody walked by and smiled. I said, hey, how you doing? And before you know it, I'm where I'm going. And we had a very, maybe 10 or 15 minute conversation about general information that literally added to the quality of day that I'm having. And we miss out on these things because literally technology doesn't want us to have interactions. But interaction is healing. Absolutely, it's healing. So you get downtown, you get your first appointment. Next thing you know, you look up, wow, what's that? Are you prepared for that? Because when you look around, you know most of the patients that have food for you to eat are not what is best for your body. And we're becoming body conscious now. So guess what? I bought a couple of apples. I sit down and I eat one apple. I'm still kind of hungry. I'm walking to the next appointment. All of a sudden, I see a sign in the window. Hummus. Oh, hummus. Interesting. Well, hummus is chickpea, mashed chickpea with a little flavoring. Let's see if that's what it is. Because some hummus is made out of soy. See what I mean about that informed mind? So you walk into the store, you say, you know what, I happen to notice the store, you pass the store, you have a sign, the window says hummus. And they say, yeah, we have a lunch special with hummus and fresh vegetables and a few wheat crackers. Oh, well, what does that run? Oh, it's a special. We're going to run it for $2.99. So what's it look like? And you look and you see all the fresh carrots, it's fresh broccoli, it's fresh celery, and it's nice sized bowl of hummus. And you say, you know what, I don't know, I just had a nap. When the guy looks at you and says, what if I throw in a nice bottle of spring water? You see, he already identified that you are a conscious eater because not everybody's coming in asking for that special. So now that you're thinking in terms of the quality of life and truth that you're adding to your life. So you'll say, okay, make me an offer. And he'll say, okay, I'll give you the $2.99 special and I'll throw in a bottle of water. And you say, okay, what kind of water is it? See, you wouldn't ask that question before, but you're knowledgeable now. So he says, well, I got Aquafina. And you say, you know what? I'm not really into Aquafina. Do you have any other water? Yeah, well, I got some Glazer, Crystal Glazer back here, but a lot of people, they like the brand name water. You say, well, that's all right. Can I see the Crystal Glazer? And you look at it, there's no chemicals. And it's sprung from the stream. And you look down a little lower, and it has no attributes. So that meant they added nothing to it. That's a perfect bottle of water. So you look at him and say, well, I really don't know. Am I going to be able to eat all of that in a short period of time? I got. He said, look at the bench over there. I'll tell you what. Give me $3.50. Got a deal. Well, you say, okay, well, $3.50, you know, you're sitting over in the bench. You're eating your fresh vegetables with nice hummus. You know, the real good hummus is the chickpea hummus. And it has maybe a little garlic in it. Or you can maybe get a little avocado flavor or whatever. But, you know, you're adding to the quality of your life because now you're thinking in terms of what is going in. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen when it gets in there because it's all natural. Your body's going to identify when it gets in there. So what's unique about this is now you already had an apple, which you bought because you wasn't sure what your time frame was going to be. And you bought two and you only ate one. So you sit down and you have yourself a quick lunch and you're off to the next meeting. And who knows who you're going to meet along the way. You see, one thing about being balanced is that you become a source of energy. Even other people who are balanced will know in your conversation that you have something that they don't find in most people. And that's a good thing because you're living your truth. And by the time you get to the talking with them, and they might even be, say they do yoga. Well, now you can ask them to get insights into some other way, another path of making you a better person. Not to say that you have to take that. But remember, now we're dealing with truth. So you had the conversation, you go to your next meeting, and on your way home, you're on the bus, and you're looking out the window, and you see a bunch of kids that are arguing. You see the hostility. This is just the real world. You ask yourself, do you want to do that? And you're looking at other parents out there, and they're trying to break things up. You're a block and a half away from home. And before you know it, you find yourself getting off the bus. And all you're saying is, well, can I help? And before you know it, you've been able to help a situation that was out of control become under control. And you got a block and a half to walk on a beautiful sunny day and you're home. You see, truth only changes outside of you. It doesn't change inside. And what's so unique about that is that during the course of that time, you really haven't altered who you are. You have not altered who you wanted. You have only adjusted to the programs that you wanted to adjust to. Because you could have stayed on the bus and rode home. You see, the dynamic of truth, what's so unique about it, is that each person's truth is their own. And you can enhance it so that when you enhance truth in your life, it brings in your life the things that help you identify more clearly where you want to go. And you see, the best part about that is you're operating within the universal system. The universal system that literally is a benefit to everybody that is living. And some people don't even realize that. That's right. Some people have no idea that from day to day, they're living a lie. So, after the break, and we should be getting some phone calls by now. I'm going to tell you why we should be getting some phone calls by now. Because anybody that's operating anything that I've told them, I have built you to a point in which now you should be at least benefiting by making some of the decisions that are giving you a better quality of life in the circumstances of the realm of time in which we live. Now, what does that mean? That means we're living in chaos. That means that if we could pick up the paper at any day and find that our country is at war. We could pick up the paper any day and find that the dollar's dropped and there's chaos in the streets. We could pick up our paper any day and that will literally change the direction of how we see that day. But it doesn't change your truth. You have control over your truth. And that's why it is so important that you identify that and be able to cultivate the person that you want to be, regardless of the circumstances around you. Because remember now, when you're on a path of personal truth, nothing outside changes the path inside. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, those are your decisions. Unless something catastrophic happens to you or happens unbeknownst to you, no one can change that path. And if it's only a delay, then you'll be back on your path right after the delay. See, we have to operate where we are to get where we're going. One of the most unique things about being human is that once you are on the divine path of truth, it is yours. You can literally elevate yourself to any level of your understanding that you want to achieve. Can you go further? Absolutely. And many do. But until you do something, nothing changes. Nothing changes. Now, first of all, I want to say I know that we are coming up on the hour. And I also know that by this time, you should have at least one or two questions. Because I haven't taken you to understanding how the electromagnetic rhythm affects the electric charge in your body, which literally affects the energy in your system, which literally affects the life force in your humanism. And your humanism means that if your life force goes out, then your time of transition is gone. So please, feel free to call me. This is Brother Davis here for Candle Radio on Black Talk, and we are in the middle of a campaign fundraiser. So please feel free, if it's a benefit to you at all, that we put this time in and give you an opportunity to grow in an area you may not have focused on, but you can see will help you. Now, all we ask you to do is help us. Because the benefit of our time is far beyond your understanding. You see, every minute I put in helping you grow, there's a reward for me I may not even know about until I get it. That's how the universe works. When you do the things that make you better, the people around you benefit. And those people who come in contact with you receive the reward of your time and however you apply that time. That, my brothers and sisters, is love. So the deception that you have been bought up under, you can straighten that out now. Don't get people's characteristics mixed up with the concept of love. Because a person could tell you they love you in order to manipulate you and not care about you at all. And the sad part about that is that they can do it over and over and over and over until you do something different. Then that stops. So I do want you to feel free to call in. I want you to examine yourself. I also want you to write down any points of interest in you that you would like to me to elaborate on. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is the joy of my life, to help other people enjoy their lives and to elevate them. So this is Brother Davis here at Candle Radio. Now, do keep in mind that we are in a campaign season, and do keep in mind that we would love the benefit of your phone call. So please, after the break, feel free to call, and I'm going to go into a greater detail about the body and how you have control and what your truth is in that control and how you can take that control to almost any level that your mind could imagine, because we are not living in a world of limits. We're living in a universe that we can tap into that is greater than who we are. So keep in mind, do call in, and don't be afraid of the question, because guess what? That's the answer you need. And hopefully I got it for you. And if I don't have it for you, I'll give you at least the resources to find the answer to your question. This is Brother Davis here at Black Talk on Tando Radio, cranking it up on a Wednesday night.
You are tuned in.
I'm hoping you're getting it. Peace.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. I'm hoping, literally, that we can get a few phone calls tonight, because one of the reasons why I was reluctant to bring in the music that comes with meditation is because meditation is a personal requirement if you want to grow. Because you cannot plant anything into your subconscious directly from your conscious. You know why? Because your conscious does not have the control. Your subconscious has the control. One of the unique things about us is as we age, we change. Okay? So let's consider this. Let's consider the heartbeat. Do you realize that your heartbeat at the age of 20, your heartbeat's like 160 beats a minute. Is that interesting? And at the age of 40, your heartbeat's at 144 beats per minute. Now, that is reflection directly on your metabolism. At the age of 60, your heartbeat's at 128 beats per minute. All of these things have direct effect on the circulatory system, which are the premier sources of your major organs. What is unique about it is that they are also the premier sources of your major chakras. And your chakras are the energy systems that allow you to have greater control. Now, when I say greater control, you have to do a few things. Now, you have to literally plant yourself in Ma'at. And the reason why you have to plant yourself in Ma'at is because, let's face it, the Creator will not do anything with someone that is not prepared for the level of demand they're placing on them. And the reason being is because the demand may require them to step out of the person they are into the person they ought to be. And that's what makes my aunt so powerful in this influence, because literally it gives us the parameters of virtues. It gives us 42 principles in which we know between good and evil. So those principles do not only deal with us, they deal with our character. They deal with what we do. They deal with our environment. So, whereas the Ten Commandments may say, only deal with us, the 42 principles, not only deal with us, but how we live and where we live. You understand that? So, if we take care of that, and we treat people according to the respect and obedience that they are deserving of, our community opens up to us. And whatever our specialty is, we are planted in the community so that we can become a functional and vital part of that community in order so that our fit is unique. You see, before there was marriage, as I told you, people were betrothed. And you always hear about how many marriages nowadays break up. Well, when you were betrothed, those marriages last to death. Because the decision up front that was made by the family. And there was an honor connected with the family that far exceeded the individual concept of the person. Now, did that mean that the people didn't love each other? No. But did that mean that the people may not have known each other? Absolutely. What was the best benefit for society? That these people could grow together, not only in their marriage, but in their community, with their families, an extension of each individual party's initial family. So there was an honor built in that no longer exists in Westernism. So we have to literally dismantle some of these ideas. Well, what do you mean dismantle ideas? Well, let me ask you this. How do you address a lady, a sister, a beautiful queen that you don't know? You say, hey, baby, you rocking them shorts. Or do you say, good afternoon, sir? Do you say, you know what, I sure wouldn't mind having a drink with you. Or do you say, are you enjoying your day? You see, Westernism has taught us how to disrespect ourselves first. Because when you ask a sister who may be out having a good time, and she's feeling good, and she might have a nice sundress on, and you walk and you talk about her instead of talk to her, you have never addressed her. You see, you've addressed her attributes. So you really haven't given yourself any idea of how this young lady, or maybe a seasoned woman, can really be a friend first. Now, what is a friend? A friend is someone in which you enjoy spending time. You might have some things in common. You may work on different plans, issues, ideas, and you just get along. You may be like-minded in some things and some things you may not. So it's interesting, isn't it? Because in Westernism, you very seldom hear the term friend nowadays. I'm not saying you don't hear it at all, but you know what they replaced it with? Oh, associates, partners, anything but something as simple and basic as a friend. But see, in original community, when people lived together and know each other in that community, it was not, a title was not needed. Isn't that unique? Because here in the United States, where in a lot of places, they don't even call it a community, they call it a hood. What is a hood? A hood is a place you live. You know the people there. These are truths. Can we change truths? All the time. All the time we can change truths. But we need to first work on us as individuals. We must elevate ourselves from self to real self. Okay? Now, the real self is the person who's beginning to follow the truth. Why? Because they want to be able to be discerning about the knowledge that they're getting dealing with other people. I mean, let's face it. If a guy comes in and says, hey, my name is Tyrone, I'm the local bank robber. You know, you don't want to go to a bank with this guy. If he comes in and says, hey, my name is Willie. I molest children. you're not going to get those type of truths. And that happens to us every day, because guess what? These people can be standing right beside us. Most of the time, we don't know. You know, it's interesting that, remember when Megan's List came out and they started posting those people who were sex offenders, and people were so offended by it because now their identity was given up? And it was a bittersweet scenario, but you can understand the purpose behind it. And the reason why I say it was bittersweet, because some people have been victimized by the circumstances they allowed themselves to get into and may not have been a part of the origin of the concept of that aspect, but of the concept of that aspect, they might not have been the person that they are betrayed to be. Because Westernism teaches us that. It even teaches our children. You know, if you go to school, if you correct your child at home and your child did not like the way you corrected them, they can go to school and say anything. And all of a sudden, you are the focus of someone else's authority in your own home. This is why we must focus on the truth. You see, I love my people. I ain't got to know you to do something for you. Even this show. If one person, just one person, is elevated by the knowledge that they get from this show, I'm blessed. But the more, the greater the blessing. So am I doing this for the blessing alone? Absolutely not. I'm doing this because I want people to understand they have an avenue of strength they have not tapped into. And when they do tap into it and begin to elevate themselves and begin to look at the world and say, you know what? I don't have to deal with this. Or I don't have to deal with that. Or this is unnecessary for my time today. Then you're taking control. The sad part about it is when people sit back and think, wow, ain't nothing I can do about that. Bills are due, ain't nothing I can do about that. Kids calling from school, they're talking about they need a ride. They ain't got no transportation. We got a lot of that. That is the programs overpowering those who consider themselves weak. They're not weak. Understand how I said that. They consider themselves weak. Oh, I can, I won't. You see, in reality, some people don't want to succeed in life because they are judging their success on someone else's standard. They're giving their truth to someone else. And that someone else is translating their truth the way they're giving it. There's deception everywhere. You realize that right now, that people are, especially people of the opposite hue, are beginning to realize that there are more of them on welfare than people of color. Understand how I said that? They're just beginning to realize it's always been like that. Another deception, another lie. This is why we must take control of our lives. And we have to let these deceptions go. And as we let these deceptions go, they'll go fall in line. One, two, three, fall in line. I was talking the other day and I said to a guy, you know what, I think that everybody who works for the federal government should have to take a urine test. Well, guess what? You work for the federal government. You'd have a problem with that. But he said, you know what, that wouldn't go well. I said, what do you mean? I said, that wouldn't go well. Do you imagine the politician? I said, but what makes them different from you? They put their legs in the pants one at a time, just like you. When they sit down to eat, in most cases, unless they've had some kind of disease that they have artificially set some delivery system up with, they got to eat the same way you eat. The food goes in the same way. The internal functions are relatively the same if they literally have not damaged themselves beyond the natural functions. So when we operate in truth, we can do that. But we got to be able to focus on truth. Some people get up in the morning, you know what, they They got the routine down, so they don't even think about it. They turn the TV on and they're listening to the TV. You know what? And I know this today. There's no news on in the morning. There's none. I mean, information TV, there's none. So they're listening to stuff in the background and they're preparing their day and they're sitting there and they're frying some eggs and some bacon. Listen, I'm not being critical, but I'm showing you the areas that you can do something small to make a big difference. And the reason being is because the system is stacked against you. Not you as an individual, but you as a citizen. It's stacked against you. Oh, absolutely. And if you don't believe it, look at these elections. These elections will tell you your vote counts, but on the other hand, the electoral voters will make the decision. Now, if my vote counts, how does the electoral votes make the decision? You see, it's a deception. We must identify the truths and work from the area in which we are in order to bring change out. So, let's elevate this a little bit. Let's elevate this to the electric charge in our body, electromagnetism. That literally runs through our system. We have control in that. I don't know if you know it or not, but they have a weapon now to attack that. You know why? Because they understand the power of it. You don't. Think about that for a minute. They understand the power of it, so they made a weapon for it. But if you're not operating in it, what is their fear of it? Brothers and sisters, please understand this. I'm not an advocate of violence. But I do know, because I keep my head to the grindstone, that their fear of you is much greater than you can imagine. And it's, I'm going to tell you what's really deep. It's not even based on what you know. It's based on the potential you have. Think about that. It is so important right now for every human being to be meditating. Not just people of mental need and complexion. Don't get me wrong. I think that they have a special attribute that is going to play a role in the long run. But every human being, because see, the system divides us up in categories for a reason. And if we eliminate that reason, and we can openly converse, and we can share ideas as well as resources, we can defeat the very system that is trying to enslave us. But you must start somewhere. So I'm saying start with the tools that have been used before to show the work. Therefore, I go back to the African proverb. In order to move two steps forward, we must take one step back. And tap into that spirituality that is us. Because we are in this circumstance because we have not connected with it. And this circumstance can be controlled. Do you think for 1 minute that if we advocated the destruction, that it wouldn't destroy everything? That's what's being advocated. They're advocating destruction. So we are going to have to change the dynamic or be victimized to the degree where we just wait our turn. And see, I'm just one of these people who believe I could achieve anything. There's nothing impossible for me. And you know what? I don't have anything you don't have. So really, I don't think it's anything impossible for you. I think it's about applying yourself so that you can be prepared when impossible is on your doorstep. So then you can show and tell. Hey, look, I see every day an opportunity for me to be better than people that I don't even know. I mean, think about it. How can you be better by looking in the eyes of someone you don't even know? Well, it's very simple. And see, that's the whole thing. It's always simplicity. The Creator never designed something in order for it to be an obstacle for you to understand. Unless He gives you the tools to improve the quality of life for everybody through that obstacle. Okay, so what does that mean? That means like a man or a science. Because these things require you to have a specific kind of skill in order to be able to solve the equation so that you have the solution. But it may not be that hard for you. Okay, I used to say to my wife, what could we do? You know what she said to me? She said, you know what? It's hot out here. Let's go ahead and put some water on ice. And if we see somebody on the corner looking for something or asking for something, we'll give them a cold jug of water, a 16-ounce bottle of water. Every time we did it, the people's eyes lit up with so much joy. It could not help but make you a better person. That's very small. Very small. And it required very little. But in the dynamics of the universe, the reward will be great. It will be greater if just more of our people would tap into wanting to know about the truth of self and how it can enhance outside of who self is. And these are spiritual principles I'm talking about. Many people think that it's going to require a PhD or they got to be a nuclear scientist. No, you don't. All you got to do is take the time to add compassion to your thought process. Now, understand how I said that. And the reason why I said it that way is because I don't want you to do something that's going to put you in danger. You know what I mean? What's that? See a person on the corner and ask if they need a ride. And you don't know this person's from Adam, and they don't look like they're going to mean you the best of good. You see, you have to be discerning. Now, I'm not saying don't do that, but you have to be discerning. Now, have I done that before? Yes. But I did it in a manner in which I was comfortable with that decision. And my family was not in the car. I wasn't going to put them in there. Then there's certain places, you know, the parts in town when you ride through, people be waving at you. You going downtown? If you're going downtown and you by yourself, there might be somebody just missed the bus or something. And the man looked at, I'm only going about 12 blocks. If you're going down that far, you can let me off. If not, let me off before you make your turn. It's a simple everyday communication that's going to make us as a humanity be able to not only ride the wave of the confusion that is at our doorstep, but be prepared to rebuild what we want our lives to be like beyond it. For those who make it. And the reason why I put it like that, because some people are already victimized. They don't do nothing. They watch TV. They talk about what's going to happen. It's based on TV. So therefore, they're walking around saying, oh, look at that there. That person over there. They, you know, that's one of them. They are rock kids. No, they ain't rock kids. They zombies. That's what they call them now. They created a name for a human being that may be being victimized by a circumstance beyond their control. So they're just trying to find some solution. You never know. But that's why truth in you is so important. Because there's a lot of work to be done. And you don't have, you know the old saying? When there's the work is plenty and the labor is a few? That's not just cliche, that's true. So, we got to also fine-tune our meditation. And I gave you an idea of the sounds that you can add to your meditation. Now, the reason why I did that was because I was hoping that people would start this meditation process and they would realize how difficult it is to be able to just sit down in one spot, start breathing in and out, slow their breathing to a comfortable state, clear their mind, focus on nothing at all. And when they did, when thoughts came in, to have a system of taking those thoughts away. The reason why I didn't tell you about meditation music is because if you had the initiative to do that, then you will easily do it now. Because meditation music sets a rhythm for you. I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can go into a deep trance in minutes. The more you practice, the better you become. The better you become, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more you can request of your history. The ancestors are at the doorstep. They have a lot of solutions, but they can't give them to just anybody. That's just the nature. They can't give them to just anybody. And those that are worthy, when they get them, they'll know how to use them. Because they will have operated in all the principles to find how to be worthy of that knowledge. And it's available to you. You see, this life we live here, this is a training ground. We should be living from peace to challenge to peace to challenge. Why do I say from peace to challenge? Because peace is where our joy lies. Challenge is how we grow spiritually. Challenges will induce growth spiritually. But you should also be able to come back to a place of peace. Little sidebar information. You are at peace from the time the egg is fertilized until it goes through the 9-month blueprint. You are in an unbelievable peace until that moment you were born. And then from that moment on, if your example has not taught you how to find your peace, you may never know what you do until that day your transition time comes and you will return to that peace that you had prior to your birth. But you see, we can actually have that peace right here on this earth, in this life plane, if we operate in understanding how to achieve it, and then we treasure it. And when you treasure it, that means that nothing can disturb your peace. And that peace translates into the quality of person that you are, because it will come out in a multiplicity of ways. The universe attacks you in a multiplicity of ways. So do you think for 1 minute that you don't have a multiplicity of ways to enjoy the benefits of peace or challenge? Because remember what I said. Peace is your solitude. Challenge helps you grow spiritually. And don't forget, for those of you who are really a little uncertain about the concept of spiritual challenge, you are spiritual people, whether you like it or not. Humanity is spiritual people, whether they like it or not. Not all humans are spiritual. Let me make that very clear. Because evil is alive and well. But there could be no good without evil. And the reason being is because there is always going to be something that uncurves something that someone else wants. And as long as that happens, that person is going to be willing to do something with it. Whether it's yours or it's mine. Well, we accept those things. These are the terms on which the universe operates. We have allowed ourselves to be victimized by a group of people who are literally destroying the earth and laughing in our faces, and we are not operating in our truth so we can change it. And a lot of people think it's impossible. It's not impossible. Matter of fact, it's right at hand. It's just that you don't see it because you're not operating in those areas that will help you see clearly. When you do, and you do see it, you're going to be like, oh, wow. Yeah, we can do that together. Yes, we can. We can do that together. But we have to reach a point in which we at least all want the same thing. The happiness that you have in your house, I want it in my house. The joy that you have with your family, I want to have with my family. That homeless child in the street is my child. And it's your child. And until we do some very clear things, we're going to be victimized by our indecisiveness to claim the right to be the parent to that child. Okay, now we're coming up on our last half hour. The last half hour. So if you have any questions, please call in and do write down any information that you think I could help you with so that you can follow it up beyond the show. Because we only get a window of time. But you can utilize that window of time to your advantage and become a greater person, not a better, a greater person. Because I don't have to know you to love you, but I also understand what love is. So, we're in the last half hour. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to add, if you have any experiences that will help or be a tool for someone else, please call. Because this show has been designed to serve you. And that you can be anyone listening or who feels that they want to make a contribution. So, if we don't have any phone calls and we're going into the last half hour of the show, is there a break here or do we just keep going? Okay.
We have a break here. We have a break here, Brother Davis. Great, great show. I mean, I really do appreciate it, Brother Davis. Because of the recording, just make sure we keep the voice up a little bit so everything is heard, because it's some very, very important stuff here. Everyone, I hope you are picking up on this great, great opportunity to actually redefine, and not only really to redefine, but to fall back into the true nature of ourselves that Brother Davis is talking about, and how to strengthen that in our eternal lives. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, definitely if you have any questions for Brother Davis, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We're going to go to a commercial break. We got three breaks, and then we're going to go back to Brother Davis. Definitely now is the time to give a call into the show with your questions or comments about it. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Davis, thank you for playing the meditation music and retuning yourself for a meditation segment and session that can be extremely powerful for individuals. So when we jump back out of the break, if you could just touch on that a little more, the importance of that in retuning yourself for meditation. Very, very powerful. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show on Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. If we haven't received any calls, I'll go ahead and elaborate on the importance of sound and vibration. Now, the reason why I was reluctant to do that up front when I could have was because, as I said, I wanted you to have the initiative to struggle through that process. But what sound and vibration does, the sound and vibration literally adds a healing uniqueness to the body. Well, what does that mean? That means there are different sounds, and there are over 50 of them, that literally heal different parts of the body. And the reason being is because you're allowing that sound or that vibration to be a tool in your system. So I have a selection that I use, and I got them from YouTube, and it's not like I'm unique. Anyone can go into YouTube and get several of them. I like the Tibetan sounds. That's what you were hearing earlier. And these are unique because in the background, you hear a water. The water represents the natural flow in your body. The resonation, that represents the energy. And you see how the sounds separate? But it's always consistent. And the reason why it's consistent is because your life force is always consistent. But it may need repair in other areas, so I do have other aspects of sound, too, that also serve a purpose. Now, this is what's called a low-key ohm, and the reason why is because it starts and it just allows the sound to resonate. This is what I consider to be preparatory. Now, when I'm in this stage, what I'm doing is I'm just focusing on settling myself into my seating position. I'm making sure my back is erect. Why? Because you have seven chakras that extend from the root of your back to the top of your crane. And these chakras all serve a purpose in your spiritual enlightenment. Now, will I go into every aspect of them right now? No. And the only reason is because I have a show planned in which is going to focus only on chakras and meridians. What are meridians? Meridians are the flow around each chakra that supplies it with nutrients and oxygen in order so that the chakra can function at full capacity. Now, there are other sounds that I really like too. I like natural sound. This is a natural sound of a creek. And in the background, there's just enough resonation for me to allow my focus to be lifted in my breathing. Why? Because the breathing is a very important part of your meditation process. And it allows me to relax. When I say relax, I mean my breathing is rendered to a state in which now I'm not only in control, but I can take it deeper or I can be lighter with it. And the reason being is because I'm functioning on the level of which my meditation is taking me. Do I want to go deep in the meditation? It depends on the meditation. You see, if I'm in a city park and I'm walking, I might have something like this that would allow me to sustain a body rhythm while I walk, but allow my breathing process to be able to go deeper. Because I'm not putting a great demand on my body, I'm trying to get my body to understand what I want of it. And it may be to just absorb the sun. And the best part about that is that no one knows what you're doing but you. And there's other areas in which, as you grow, you'll find work out to your advantage also. So when you listen to the music, you want to make sure that you don't focus on it. Because when you focus on it, you can literally allow it to render you into a state of sleep in your arm. Meditations, which that is the sole purpose. This sound is a flute, and it does several things. It is designed to relax.
In your state of meditation, you want to reach a point of relaxation, but you don't want to lose the consciousness. And the reason why you don't want to lose consciousness is because you want your will to work in your deepest meditative state. And that's what's so unique. I told you before, earlier, about meditation and sleep. Sleep puts you in a dream state. Well, so does meditation. But in meditation, you still have will. So you could still think. You can still transplant things in your mind so that your mind literally can take that seed as a plant. And what's unique about that is that a lot of times we fail to realize the role that it plays. Here's one called Waterfall. Now, one thing about meditation, you choose the sound that is comfortable for you. These are all on YouTube. Do I have personal recordings here that I play? Absolutely. But there are days where I might be on the road or something, and I have to find something to put me in that state in which I'm ready to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Then there are options that are available out there. And I don't want you to think for a minute that you have to be used to one level, because there are several different kinds of meditation. And what is unique about this is that the meditation that I have exposed you to literally is a meditation that would allow you to have a ground information or a fundamental information on how to advance to any other levels of meditation. I'm quite sure you heard of the concept of transcendental meditation. You probably heard about the concepts of dimensional meditation, healing meditation, chakra meditation, sleep meditation. There's many degrees of meditation. But remember this, meditation will always deliver you. What does that mean? It will deliver you. If you're in pain and you can meditate, it will deliver you out of your pain. But it will take the time for you to develop yourself to the level in which you can be, you can receive from that meditation that which you seek.
Question, so, when you get a chance, Brother David.
All right, I'm ready.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, what you were saying, but as soon as you finish that, let me know.
Okay, your sounds and your meditation should be conducive to how comfortable you are. There are some sounds that will be more vibrant than others, and there are some sounds that are more acoustic than others. I love acoustic sounds, and I love natural sounds. Okay, what's your question, Dub Day?
You know what, Brother Davis, first of all, you said you're not unique. Yes, you are. And, you know, I just want to thank you once again for this question. You know, you had talked about, and it was a point that you made, and I just hope it didn't get past a lot of people. You said struggling through, that you didn't really want to bring the actual frequency, the sound frequency and the frequencies in until there was really a process where people would struggle through the initial part of meditation. And I think that is so critical for people to understand that there are processes to everything. And Brother Davis, when you first started meditating, what was, because I know it's unique with everyone, but yes. Could you just tell us how your struggles could be something that it may not be exactly the same as someone else, but what someone else will be struggling in to start to develop? That was one question. Then another one. You know, Brother Davis, it's so funny when you played that. The first time that I noticed and saw the real importance of meditation was when I was a child. There was a show that used to come on named Kung Fu. And yeah, they would have that actual frequency was a part of the beginning of the show before the actual plot of the show began. There was a scene where the meditation was there, and we don't have that type of but those type of programs are initial introductions to some of the ancient science of of your harmonic energy. And now it's just such a, you know, so shame. I think it's such a shame that we don't have that, because that would actually started many people to get into meditation. So I just wanted to for you to explain that in just to, about your struggle. And do you remember that in Kung Fu where that started? When I was a young man, a child, that's what I used to see. And right away, it struck with me immediately. And I knew it was the power of meditation.
Absolutely, brother. I'm going to tell you, I know the show very well. One, first of all, my meditation was very hard on me. And the reason why it was very hard on me, because the person who literally was giving me the insight, he studied under a person named Shoho. Now, Shoho was a great meditation master out of India. And he had a uniqueness about him that you can go out and buy his books today. He's that popular. And his student that I literally turned me on to meditation, his name was Swami. Now, Swami was unique because he always smiled. He never had a negative word. And he wore these glasses. Now, you have to understand, this man got braids, or should I say he got dreads, down to the middle of his back. He's rather tall. He's about 6'3 or 6'4 years old. He has a beard that goes the whole way down to the middle of his stomach. And when he smiles, he lights up the room. And he looked at me and he said, "Brother Ayo, do you really know your energy?" And I looked at him and I said, I just met this brother. Okay, so he invites me to their temple, this place called the Masjid. And I never forget it because me and my wife went there for the weekend. And my wife she loves to cook, and he had a all organic garden. And so we were sitting there, and there might have been about 8 or 9 of us here. And one of the ladies who were preparing the food, my wife went over to talk to, because they would converse with ideas. Then a few minutes later, she was going out back in the garden, and she was pulling stuff out the ground, and here she was part of making the meal and everything. And I'm sitting here in a group with other people, and she's looking at me saying, "You're really going to like dinner." I said, "Oh, okay," just like that. And he looked at me and he said, "You know your energy." It was so unique. But then when we meditated, we stayed the weekend, and we got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He rang this gong. It was so unique. The sound was boom, and it just resonated. And he rang it 3 times at 5:45. And at 6 o'clock, he rang it 3 times because he started his meditation at 6. And he had this big, he had a round house, a very uniquely round house with windows all on the top floor. And all over the floor were acoustic instruments. And we would go in there, and we would just get into our position, and he would say simple stuff like, "Relax, keep your back straight, clear your mind." Then he would put on this resonating music. And literally, every time that I went over there, he never told me I had to meditate. He just told me the opportunity was there. And then when I really started to meditate, and I really started growing, he started suggesting books, and they were all Shoho books. And I started reading some of them, and I really began to grasp the difficulties. And like he said, in anything new, there's difficulties. And one of the main difficulties I had was really staying in a relaxed state in the sitting position. Now, in the sitting position, I couldn't do a lotus. So I just sat with my legs crossed, and I sat on the floor comfortably. And I was just uncomfortable to me. And that night, I remember he looking at me saying, "Brother David, don't think about it." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "When you're in the position to meditate, you're thinking. Don't think." He said, "If you don't think, the pain or the uncomfortness will go away." So all that week long, I'm trying to not think. Now, I had left the Master Chief. I'm trying to not think, but you know, when you're told not to do something, that's just what you do. So, and I called him and we talked about it. He said, "Well, picture yourself in the sky." He said, "And then when you get to uncomfort or thoughts come to your mind, then move closer to the sun. And as you move closer to the sun, watch those things melt. And as they dissipate, then move away from the sun." And he said, now the reason I want you to move away from the sun is because there are great benefits in the deeper levels of meditation when you see yourself past the sun. So I don't want you to think that because you move closer to the sun, that that's where you should be now. Wait till you get to a level of meditation in which you can appreciate being the sun. And I said, wow, now that's deep. He said, yeah, but think about what the sun does. That was deeper yet. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a journey for anybody that's on it. But understand, anything you do that you've never done before is going to be uncomfortable in the beginning. But as you get better at it, and every time you do it, you'll get better. A lot of times people get frustrated and say, oh, I just ain't getting it. Well, every time you do it, you'll get better. And to a point where you can just go into a trance. No one goes into it automatically because your body's going through a transition of understanding and operating. So you might go into a trance after 20 minutes. And then after a period of time, you'll be going into a trance after 5 minutes. And then after a period of time, when your body understands what it does, you go into trances much deeper and much quicker. But it's always about developing and development. And remember that you're developing with the development process, but you are all greater than you think you are. And the only reason is because you've been thinking on the level of Westernism, the knowledge that you have received. So as you begin to dump that and you put in the right knowledge, then the greatness will flow out of you because now it's uninhibited. You see, every time you get a negative connotation, it's a blockage. Well, you start dumping that there and you start putting the positive stuff in, your body, which is the freeway of everything that functions within you, really opens up. And you begin to really understand the importance of knowing that your body is a freeway. So, yes, I tell you, it's in the beginning, it was difficult. But as now that I'm so comfortable with it, I get up. My wife will tell you, shoot, sometimes she'll be in bed and roll over, I ain't there. What does that tell you? And other times she'll say, okay, well, let me get up because I should have been up. But see, when you are growing, there's no person who's telling you you cannot grow at a certain rate. And the more you put into it, the more you'll grow. And the best part about it is that you'll see things that will be so amusing and you cannot say nothing. And you'll see things that will be so horrible because of the level that you're on, that you cannot say nothing. And the reason why you cannot say nothing is because people don't see what you see. They have not elevated that. And that's where we're trying to get people to understand. We all have a path there, but I can't put you on your path. I can help you find it, but I can't put you on it. You must do that yourself. It's a great time though, Dave.
I know, and it's and I'm glad we are so fortunate to have these, you know, Wise Wednesday and this, because it truly does bring clarity and balance to everyone. And I truly would engage everyone to really, more than think about, actually start the living process of meditation in your life. You already have. But what you need to do is you need to meditate for yourself that is in accordance with who you truly are. Because there's a meditation state that we are constantly in that has been totally in fraud and is fraudulent to who we really are. And that's the one we need to stop engaging in, that comes so naturally, being easy, many of us think is natural, but it's become easy because we practice it so much. And this is an opportunity for us to get back to the original, the sincere and the true form of meditation and the true form of living within the universe and having the great universe within you, sharing Absolutely. In the time and space with everything around.
Absolutely. And the universe is ready for you. Yeah, that's another thing people keep saying, well, I'll do it when, it's always a reason why they can't do it now. But the universe is ready because right now we're getting more feedback out of the universe than we have in a great, great length of time. You realize that we had, what, 3, 4, 5 eclipses since the first year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a sign that the universe is trying to communicate with us. And through our meditation, we literally are transferring our energy into every living thing around us if it's within, a proximity of our meditation. That's why I like to have flowers. I like to be in the grass. I like to be outside. I like the sun to hit me as it rises because it's talking to me. And it's talking to me in a manner which I never felt before. But now that I'm feeling it, I'm beginning to realize there is a communication process that goes on that's far beyond Westernism's understanding. And that is their fear.
So true. And this is something that everyone can actually develop into nurture themselves into. And I think it's, you know, quintessentially, it's more important than anything else, because we are, your eternity has already started. It shall never end. And you might as well engage in that process in a way that is beneficial to everything around you so that you can be the creator that you were designed to be. So, yes. Brother Davis, it's really amazing how right now, as you said, the paradigm shift that we're going through, everything is magnified. You know, all of the harmonic frequencies are at such a high pitch, and they're at a welcoming high pitch to where everything is there for you if you will just go to it and not only engage in it, but to be a process in the fluidity of it all, to be a part of it and to be a part of the instrument in it all.
Oh, absolutely. And Dave, this is just one aspect. As you elevate yourself, you learn how to breathe in Qigong. Qigong is another aspect of making the body heal itself. Then there's what they call animal exercises, which is another self-healing method of the body. And the reason why is because all of these are tools that we'll incorporate in the next coming. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people who are doing things now are preparing for that. Those who are not may not be here. We can't get them to understand the importance of their applying themselves now. So that's why I like doing this show. This adds to what's going to happen.
I love it. Listen, everyone, today is Wednesday, so we have to get out and make way for the next show that's behind us. Brother Davis, thank you. Thank you so much. Great, great show. Can't wait to continue to do this more with you. And I need to contact you and Sister Davis for some of my meditation, that I have some questions on to actually get through these and actually grow in this whole thing, because that's something that has always been a part of me that I wanted to continue to develop. So I'm going to look forward to calling you and Sister Davis about it. So much love and much respect. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. Another great, great opportunity for all of us to come collectively together on Wise Wednesdays and to regain our balance so that we will actually start to set the balance on everything around us. We have to first start with ourselves. So much love, much respect, Brother Davis. God willing, we will talk in the future. And that is the end of the show, everyone. And I would say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing and before you ask for a fortune, make sure that you become a fortunate individual to someone else and make sure that you bless someone else. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.